This is St. Louis Public Radio. Two seventh graders at Northeast Middle School in Creve Coeur are training teachers across the region to recognize and address microaggressions. St. Louis Public Radio's Carolina Hidalgo talked to the students as they presented their training session this past weekend at a social justice conference for educators.
When teachers sit down for one of Naya Esther and Anjali Adhikari's training sessions, they read examples of microaggressions out loud.
You act white.
That's so gay.
You speak good English.
Can I touch your hair?
The 12-year-olds came up with the activity last summer. They want to teach people all about microaggressions, comments or questions usually delivered casually that insult people and reinforce negative stereotypes. Naya suggested they develop training sessions specifically for teachers.
If a teacher says something kind of like derogatory to a student, that's going to stay in their mind. It's going to like affect them for the rest of their lives.
They also want teachers to learn how to intervene when they hear microaggressions in their classrooms. Anjali says that starts with learning how to recognize them.
Teachers themselves have these microaggressions ingrained in them. So we thought that we would do these lessons so we could kind of help the climate in our school.
They hope talking about these comments can lead to bigger conversations. Conversations about discrimination and systemic oppression. Both girls are tired of hearing adults tell them that race, gender, and sexuality don't matter.
You shouldn't say that you can't see color because the way you say that can really affect people because it can feel like you're just ignoring the problems they have against their race and religion.
Anjali and Naya are eager to keep leading conversations about how these things affect their lives. They say their parents have always told them they could change the world, but now they're finally starting to believe it. I'm Carolina Hidalgo, St. Louis Public Radio.